Meseches Rosh Hashanah, first Mishnah, first Perek. Abba Rosh Hashanah, Shanim Heim. There are 4 days that are Rosh Hashanah in respect to the different halachas. Bechad v'Nisan, the first day of the Nisan, Rosh Hashanah l'malachim. It's the first day, of the year to count the years of Jewish kings. What is this relevant to? It's relevant to documents. If you have a shtar and it says that this was written on the second year of the king, so if the king came in Shvat, then when it comes Nisan, which is only 2 months into his reign, we're going to write the second year of King so and such. Lira Golem, in respect to this Mishnah, this is the Machlekes Tanoim, but this Mishnah holds, in respect to Baal Ta'acher, if a person makes a neder to bring a korban, he has within 3 regolim to bring it. We count the regolim from Nisan. So if he made it before Nisan, he has till the next Nisan. If he made it later in the year, then let's say he made it after Pesach, then the Baal Ta'acher is going to be after a year and a half later, because you only start the Baal Ta'acher from the next Nisan, and basically Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. So the first Shavuos and Sukkot won't count. The second Rosh Hashanah is the first day of Elul, which is Rosh Hashanah L'Maisa Behema. That the halacha is that there are various times a year they would take off Maisa Behema, but with all the animals that were born within 1 year, you can Maisa from one to the other. From the animals that are born 1 year to the animals born the next year, you cannot Maisa, combine them into a group of 10 Behemas to take off Maisa. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Ayman, Becha, B'Tishrei. Rosh Hashanah was the Rosh was the what we call Rosh Hashanah, was the Rosh Hashanah for Maisa Behema also. So basically, according to them, they do not have this extra Rosh Hashanah. It's an amazing thing, according to these opinions, that they used to, when would they finally Maisa all the leftover Behemas? The day before the Rosh Hashanah of Maisa Behema. So Erev Rosh Hashanah, aside from all the other preparations, they would go out to the flock and proclaim every 10th one Maisa. Okay, Be'echad, B'tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, what we call Rosh Hashanah, the birthday of Tishrei, is Rosh Hashanah L'Shalim. L'Shalim, over here, Shalim means the year of a Goyish king. The reign of the Goyish king, we count by first day of Tishrei. Shmitin, L'Yovlis, so in respect to Shmitin, Yovel, Shmitin is the 7th year of the cycle, Yovel is the 50th year of the cycle. These holy years start from Rosh Hashanah. L'Netia, if someone plants a sapling, in respect to Orlo, it's considered the first year has finished as long as Rosh Hashanah came by. Now, the Maisa, you need to give it 2 weeks to take root and another 30 days of the first year. So basically, a month and a half, if it was planted more than a month and a half before Rosh Hashanah, then when Rosh Hashanah comes, it was starting its second year of its life. Yeah. The Yerokis, in respect to Maisa of vegetables, we go by when if they were picked before Rosh Hashanah, from the previous year, they picked after Rosh Hashanah the next year. Bechad v'shvat, Rosh Hashanah le'ilon. Bechad v'shvat is Rosh Hashanah le'ilon. Kedir v'shamei, Beisil le'imrabe, Chamisha also boy. We pass with Beisil le'tu b'shvat is Rosh Hashanah le'ilon. In respect to Orla, comes that interesting thing. It starts out as an Atiyah, whose Rosh Hashanah is what we call Rosh Hashanah Echad v'tishrei. And when it becomes 3 years old, it gets transformed into a Elon, which its Rosh Hashanah is Tezvah. So it basically comes, let's say you planted it in the beginning of Av. So when it comes Tishrei, you're starting the second year. The next Tishrei is starting the third year. Comes in the next Tishrei is starting the fourth year, which already will be permitted. But since now it's a tree, you have to wait till Tu B'Shvat, till it's considered a 4-year-old tree. So only the fruit that's going to grow after the Tu B'Shvat in the fourth year will have a din of Neter Revai. Anything grown before that, since it's now becoming a tree, is still considered Arla.